Well, yes, firstly, I thought after our bowlings, I thought we were a massive chance. 150 on there, that I thought we could get it, especially with our batting lineup. And then Davey and Watto got us off to a great start. So I thought we were in a great position. And then just like any game of 2020, it slowed down a little bit and obviously got tight towards the end there. And after that six, I was actually pretty relaxed. I thought, you know, worst can happen here is it goes to a super over. We're still in the game. All I had to do is, bat about 2 metres outside my crease and just told myself, don't hit it up in the air. And unfortunately got a leading edge, which I was, obviously disappointed with. And, then I went to a super over. And, looking back, I don't think I would have changed too much. I was probably pretty disappointed that I got out, but in terms of bowling, I don't think I would have changed too much. I guess that's what we're building to. That's a big event. There's no doubt that we wanted to win these games. I think we showed a lot of improvement from the first game, which is really promising moving ahead towards Sri Lanka. And I think we're, in terms of ranking for T20s, I don't think we're anywhere near where we. Should be. I think we're a much better side than that, and I think in the World Cup we'll show that. Maybe. We versed them a couple of months ago in England, and it rained out in a one day, so we only bowled about five overs at them. But yeah, look, they've got a couple of dangerous players that can win a game, but a one-off 2020 game, anything can happen. I know, probably over time, us having, you know, probably four or five match-winning batsmen can... would probably win most times, but I guess you never know what's going to happen. We'll have to wait and see, but yeah, I'm sure we'll be up and firing. Yeah, the deck was a bit up and down. It was a bit slow. Some were skidding through, some were kind of tennis balling a little bit. Just wanted to bash the wicket. Slower ball was gripping a little bit, just try to mix it up between, I guess, those two things, I think my slow ball yesterday didn't really get hit too much, but of course don't want to seem too predictable while bowling. I tried bowling one bounce at a Razak, and I think I got about waist high. So I the next one I tried to dig in a bit shorter, and unfortunately tennis ball over his head. But trying to stay. Not stay too predictable, but at the same time bash it in there. Yeah, well, hopefully a win. 2-1's better than 3-0. But everything's towards the World Cup. Obviously, you want to win every game you play. But I think if we can improve as we did on the first game, it's going to be really promising ahead. We've still got, after these three games, we've got two trial games over in Sri Lanka before the World Cup. I think we've got a few different combinations that we're going to try and to settle on the team and settle with a game plan. The more games you play, the better you are for it. Yeah, we're all upbeat. Looking at the rankings, I think the great thing about now leading into the World Cup is we get, you know, minimum of five games before the World Cup. Most tournaments we play, or most times we play 2020, it's, you know, one or two game series where we come together for a couple of days before, and it's in between an ODI or a test series. So now it's a really good time for the T20 side to get together and play, show that we're, you know, better than ranked 10 in the world. The big thing that we got out of last night was a major improvement on game one. As George Bailey said after the game, those kind of games leave you with saying, you know, a lot of what ifs, you know, what little one things that could be improved on. So as long as we can all think about that and put that into practice next game, I think we're going to be better for it.